Welcome, welcome to Verkay Radio, iHeartRadio. This is the Get Your Business Right Show with Michael Muse. You know about Verkay, this is all about the power of women, because we help women get into the right environment, meet the right people, and make the right power moves. If you don't know who I am, I'm Michael Muse, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach and Mr. Broadcastpreneur. I am here to help you share your story, because we all have a story to share, to tell. We all have a story to share. And I'm here to let you know that when it comes to achieving anything you want in life, God has already has a plan and purpose for you. I am, as always, I always talk about great people. And I don't care how much money you have. One thing money cannot take the place of is real relationship capital. And ladies and gentlemen, this particular gentleman, I met him through some other colleagues a couple years ago. And he was the tech guru. He was the guy who was going out. He was putting things together and simplifying this digital divide. See, ladies and gentlemen, there's too many of you are in business and you always wonder, how do I get across that digital divide? How do I, quote unquote, shortcut the system? And when I saw this gentleman, he was shortcutting the system. See, usually in life they say you can't shortcut. But when you have all the information, you have all the resources, guess what? Now you know how to hit a home run every time instead of just hit the first base. So, ladies, let me introduce you to the one and only, the tech guru himself, Mr. Justin Morgan.
Michael, I appreciate you being here and having me on to this session. I hope everybody's been doing well listening today. I'm just glad to be here, honored to be here, and hopefully I got something to share today. I don't know if I shortcutted the system personally, but I definitely get to help other people shortcut the system. I wish I had that benefit when I started out, but you know, certainly have learned a few things over the years, and I'm just glad to be able to share some things today.
And ladies and gentlemen, just so I can, let me clear this up on the shortcut part, so it won't look like Justin doesn't do what he's supposed to do or he's trying to cheat. Let me clear this up. He's an expert. See, a person who is an expert master mechanic, you could just start your car up, just drive it a few feet. He don't have to look under the hood and he could tell you exactly what's wrong with it. Where an amateur or even just a regular professional, he's got to go through and spend time and figure it out. But see, Justin can just hear and know that's what's wrong with your car. And guess what? He is here right now. He can hear what's wrong with your system and help you fix it right now.
There we go.
Is that a good way to put it, Justin?
That is a great way to put it. I like that. I love that.
No, I don't want people to think that you got some type of something set up where they can just bypass the principles of foundation. Not right. At all.
Right.
But I just want to know the greatness of your expertise, that you not only do this for yourself, but you do this for hundreds of other clients who understand that how important it is, especially now in this business climate, what we had to do. So my first question for you is, why did you get involved in technology, and what about it excites you?
Man, in terms of why I got involved, I don't know if why is the best way to start. I think it's really how. My first job out of school was tech support. But sitting here, you know, I'd be sitting with Michael, like, you have that headset on. That was me, right? Just folks calling in and people asking, hey, how do I navigate here? How I navigate there? And oddly enough, I don't really think I appreciate it at that point in time, but that allowed me to master the ability to be able to communicate and really simplify instructions, which
yes,
folks don't think is an important skill. But when it comes to why I'm able to do what I do in terms of being able to train and teach and consult people, taking very complex things that folks don't understand and being able to break it down is like half of the battle when it comes to helping other people understand technology and ultimately take the step that they need. So I'm starting in that realm. You know, I've always been kind of a geeky person. So starting that realm definitely got me on the side as being interested in tech. When I first started out in business, I did this, you know, I tried to do what everybody else was doing to try to get out of the job. Is you see the Eric Thomases and the Les Browns and the Tony Robbins. So you get this grand idea that you should go out and become a speaker. So I tried to do that. It didn't go so well initially. Right? Like, I'm a young kid talking about being a life coach and all this stuff. And at some point, I felt a little stupid, but I was getting out. I kept my head down. I kept moving forward. And I do what every smart person should do.
Right.
And then I realized that I need a mentor. So we know a bit network of people, and there were a couple guys who I admired from a distance. And I felt like it was time for me to stop admiring from a distance and put my foot in their door and make sure they cannot close it on me.
That's right.
So that's essentially what I did. And it wasn't, you know, I'm going to be and use my technical skills. I've done programming. You know, I took programming in college and in high school, and so I know some code and, again, just been in that space. But you know, I stuck my foot in the door. I essentially got myself in front of them, and I said, hey, I want to help out. And so sometimes in life, whatever your circumstance, whatever you look to, again, fate, you know, destiny, God, they will put you at the cliff.
That's
and
right.
So sometimes, you know, you may leap over the cliff. Other times you get a foot that pushes you over the cliff. And so essentially it's like destiny, God, fate, again, whatever you want to call it. God kicked me in the butt and kicked me over the cliff, because when I decided I was going to help these guys out, they threw me into the fire right there at the event. And I essentially instantly became their tech guy. Now there's more to that, but at the end of the day, that's how I ended up there. Like, they literally kicked me into the tech arm of their business. And then I spent the next 4 or 5 years studying under them, serving clients, just all in that space of technology and automation. So that's what brought me here to then, you know, break out and then start my own company.
So tech, I just want to make sure this is clear. What you're saying is you experience in tech. You come across two gentlemen, you are admiring what they were doing.
Right.
You decide to, you know what, I wanna be in that inner circle with them. I wanna be able to listen in on those masterminds that take place so I can move ahead.
Yes, sir. And
so,
yes, sir.
So you jumped in the mix, made the contact, and you offered your services.
Right.
And I'm assuming you didn't come with saying you didn't offer your service and say, hey, I'm gonna help you, and here's it, and you got to pay me $5,000 a month. I'm assuming you it was a trade off. Am I right? It was initially. Nope.
Or
was
I wish I could have done that.
So it didn't go down like that, huh?
Nope. All just energy and free. That's what it cost me. Free. That's what they paid. So
pretty much you jumped in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
No pay. And just, hey, you made it happen.
Right.
But in the process, of course, you learn them, learn their process, you learn their system. And of course, on the back, as you always say, if you're going to grow your business, you're either going to pay on the front end or pay on the back end.
Exactly.
And so you paid on the front end with the free work, but look now, looking back, it's probably one of the best decisions you ever made, wasn't it?
Exactly. Sure was. Sure
and,
was.
And see, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I really want to – just that point right there. I think too often people are looking to grow their business – grow their brand, grow their service, and not realizing that sometimes in order to get that knowledge that you would pay tens of thousands of dollars for, sometimes you have to put some front labor work up front to order how to access and to be in a room to grow. And so I know just with that alone right there, man, that's amazing, man. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because I think that's one point in business people don't talk enough about. They talk about how people help them and they help people, but that aspect right there is crucial. Because I want to put this to a dollar amount, because this is what I think is going to really help people seal the deal on what you shared about that experience. Based on what you learned from those two gentlemen and being connected with them and being part of their system and part of their process, if you had to pay someone or two people to receive that same knowledge and information that you've received, how much would you estimate you would have to spend to get that same knowledge, the same information to grow your business?
So here we go. So we can put some real dollars to it, because if y'all take this perspective, for someone to have worked with us when I was at that point in time, they wanted to work with us one-on-one. They want to have their hand held, get money that we all had. If they want to work on one-on-one, it'd have easily been, you know, a 20,000 plus package. Now, this is real money. This is not just me theorizing that it would have been worth $20,000. Like, no, we had clients who paid that much. So for me to be able to be in the room, learn from them, be trained by them, not just kind of once, not just for a few months, but for years, I mean, you'd easily be looking at a six-figure investment if you would have really put it to math in terms of value versus what they could have charged me for during that time period. I mean, it's easy to see that. I mean, right now, I mean, there are plenty of coaching programs, but you know, last coach easily invested between 10 and 20 grand, and definitely getting a lot from it. But you know, it doesn't even equate to how much I learned at that phase of my career. It's definitely worth it. And just the saying, as I think about folks, and because something we talk about that often, and I'll even say it's a little bit counterintuitive to the automation piece, because I mean, automation is great. Some folks, and we're just talking about business, right? Because I think a lot of times with all these conversations and the webinars and the ads and the things you see online, it's always about making business this thing of, hey, you got to make six figures and, you know, just got to set up a funnel and run some ads and charge and create a course. But sometimes we don't just have simple business conversations where it's, hey, your business runs when you make more than you spend. You got a budget, like little simple things. And so one of the simple things I feel gets lost when we're talking about business, especially in this online game, is in context, right? Some folks are trying to break through the noise of everybody else does this thing, or if you're a coach or you're a speaker, everybody else speaks or coaches, and you're trying to figure out how do you get ahead, or how do you kind of get yourself out there in the midst of a lot of people. And one of the old age things, and just again, when it comes down to principles, something that you can't replace, the thing that not enough people do that worked for me, and it's worked for me multiple times at this point, is just the concept of just putting yourself out there as the resource first, right? So maybe there is a strategic group that you need to get in front of that has a big audience, and perhaps you can't pay your way in. Perhaps you can't play the popularity game to get your way in. How can you get your foot in the door by offering something of value first, giving yourself first? Then the way I put it, Michael, was first, it's easy if you first become the servant, right? So first step, become the servant. Right. The servant, right? The servant then becomes a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it works for me. The servant became a teacher. The teacher then became a leader, and then the leader becomes a visionary. And that's kind of the process. So right now, you know, I started out as a servant. And then I became the teacher within the group, and then became a leader. I was promoted to the chief tech officer. Now I have my own company. Now I can be a visionary. Right. And so no matter other tips, you know, I give today, whatever Michael gives today, or what you hear from folks online, like some of those things can't be replaced by just simple principle of here's an opportunity that you want, put yourself into it. Sometimes it's going to be more than just money. You got to put your energy, put your skills and expertise, and just be strategic. That's it.
Well, you hit some great points right there. It's time for us to take a quick break. And we're back on Get Your Business Right Show on VerK Radio, iHeartRadio. And this is, we're with the chief tech guru himself, Justin Morgan. Justin, you hit on some real important points back there. But let's really jump into some meat and potatoes here of the people who are looking like, okay, wow, I'm hearing what Justin's saying. I'm feeling him. And so when it comes to the automation process, what are some of the biggest mistakes most people are making?
That's a good one. First big mistake, Michael, and this is kind of getting back to principles, is we think we can skip the steps, right? And the first step is always to map stuff out. It's to envision what you actually want.
Yes.
Too often, and this is, you know, too often, I can reference, see the last good client conversation I had. So they had this idea where they had like a bunch of different courses they're trying to put together all at one time. And they didn't really take the time to flesh out, like, hey, here's what I want it to look like, right? Here's where I wanted to start. Here's one A to point Z. And so because they didn't have that thing in place, they went out and they bought all this stuff, right? They had a bunch of different tools they purchased they were spending money on. Right. They were asking me questions like, do I start here? Can I launch it on this thing? And so they were confused. At the end of the day, they didn't get really anything done because they had too many ideas. They didn't take the time to map the stuff out. I mean, I like to say it's elementary, like it's that simple, but at the end of the day, it is. If my son comes and asks me a question about his homework, and I'll go back and look at it and be like, all right, well, your answer's wrong. And he's like, well, he doesn't know why. I'm like, well, did you write out every step? No. Well, so how can I help you? Right? How can I figure out where you went wrong if you didn't write out every step? Right? Otherwise, now you got to do the problem all over again. And so now the same thing in business. If you took the time to write out every step, what you envision for your business, not only is it easier for you to then create and put every step in place, but it's also easier for you to get help. Right? So now if you have a question about one part, it's not, oh, I don't know where to start and where to finish. It's like, all right, well, I'm just stuck here. So now your problem that you think is a $20,000 problem where you have to go get somebody to solve the entire thing is really just, I just need to know how to set up this one thing because you mapped it out. You just realize where your roadblock is, get over that roadblock, and then you continue on until you get another one.
So it's like
the first big one. I think that really cascades down the most problems.
So it's like the old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You know, so I think what you're saying really take what may seem complex, but if you have the steps written out and you're doing it step by step, it's number one, it's going to get done. And two, you better see the progress that you're making along the way.
Exactly. Well, here's what happens next, because when folks do this, because here's the other big question.
Yes.
Justin, what should I use? What software should I buy? What things should I purchase? And so when you have a process mapped out already, right, it makes it easy for you to then find the tool that accomplishes those steps of the process. Because some folks, they go out and purchase something, or they're thinking about purchasing different things, and they're not sure what to get. And they're like, Justin, which one's better? And I hate to disappoint them, because I'm like, well, it's not a matter of which thing is better. It's a matter of which thing is best for you. The thing that's best for me may not be the best for you, Michael, right? Exactly. The thing that I need for my business may not fit your business. But again, unless you know your business.
Give us an example of two different situations. Let's use, if you can, use the same industry for two different people in the same industry, but they both don't need to be using the same type of software because of et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Can you I got one. Cause I had a client conversation. We, perfect. So a big question is, what autoresponder do I use? Let me break that down into English. Okay, so an autoresponder or a CRM, customer response management system. In this case, is a piece of software where I give you, or you give me, so let's say I own the autoresponder, you give me my your information. That's your name and your email. It goes into a website that just tracks and has a long list of names and emails. I could then go in the future and I can have something sent to you to that email, or I can set up an email ahead of time. So that way, when you give me the information, I respond back to you, right? With another email or a next step or what have you. Okay. So that's an autoresponder. So a big question is, which one do I use? And so I was talking to the client and, you know, he was going and say, hey, I have this thing called AWeber and I want to switch to this thing called MailChimp. What do you suggest? And I said, well, I use this thing called ActiveCampaign. So now we've just introduced three different platforms, right? Which are all great platforms. Okay. Right. So this is why people get so confused. And they're like, well, so why is yours better? I'm like, well, you don't need mine. And here's why. One, mine, I can do some more complicated things. They work for my business. I run an agency. And so therefore, there are certain functions that I need to be able to track and see and delegate out to a larger team at some point, right? So if I want to bring on salespeople, you know, I have my there's for them would be more useful for me. It's like if you're in the kitchen and you're a gourmet chef, you're going to have 20 different knives. If you're just making some meatloaf at home every once in a while, you need like two knives, right? Like it's the same deal. So I need the 20 because I'm working in the kitchen. I'm very tech savvy. So I could be a coach and very tech savvy, use ActiveCampaign to its fullest. That's great. I don't need to waste a bunch of time because I'm very comfortable with it. On the flip side, again, there's the MailChimp and AWeber argument, right? So this person wanted to do MailChimp. I said, okay, great. You can do MailChimp. And here's why. One, again, even though you're a coach and a speaker, we could technically use either ActiveCampaign or MailChimp or AWeber. One, MailChimp is not as technically complex as ActiveCampaign. Right. So while I could use MailChimp, I would, again, feel like the gourmet chef who I have the two knives. I can make the two knives work, but I know just how much better I can cook with the 20, right? Same deal. I can use MailChimp, but I feel like I would be limiting myself.
That's right.
I have more knowledge. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just, right. So, again, it's more simple. It works for you. The other thing is they had a there's this platform called Eventbrite, okay? And Eventbrite is an event platform. I particularly don't like Eventbrite. This guy likes Eventbrite. And so I said, well, AWeber does not speak to Eventbrite. That's the way I'll say it. AWeber doesn't speak directly to Eventbrite. MailChimp speaks directly to Eventbrite. Mm. ActiveCampaign doesn't speak directly to Eventbrite. And so therefore, for you, because that's what you need,
right?
You do it. That's it. It's like it came down to it. I don't need that feature. You do. So do it. It's in their budget, and at that particular time, it was a reasonable change they can make. So when I say is folks are picking technology, it comes down to a few basic things. One, the budget. Like, what can you afford? Two, what do you want to accomplish? Three, what do you own right now? And can the thing that you own right now accomplish that thing? And four, if you already own something and you're considering making a shift, does that shift save you a significant amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
Does it save you a significant amount of time? Does it get you a feature you could no otherwise get and you cannot live without? And the last factor is, is it really worth the time if you do have to switch?
Right.
And if it's not worth that time, because it's not going to save you, then it's just, it's not worth it. Just keep on keeping on with what you have.
And I love the fact how you broke that down, because like you say, it's not about what's better. It's about your capability of using, like you say. Why sit someone who has no experience at all with an autoresponder, why send them to active campaign? They'll get confused and get frustrated. And you know what? And it kind of remind me when you said it, kind of remind me of just driving. You know, if you're, you know, when we first started driving, the worst thing we could have ever done, worst mistake we would ever make if we finished our driver's training, we got our certificate, then we jumped into a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. We'll kill ourselves. or kill someone else or in the process. You know, and so I really love
it. Because my son just had that conversation. He's like, well, if I'm an actor as a teenager, my first car is going to be a Lamborghini. I said, no, it's not going to be a Lamborghini.
The first car could be a four-cylinder, very, very safety conscious. Yeah, absolutely, man. So we're getting close to the end here. So for the entrepreneur, the coach, what are the three steps in automation they need? And not saying, not naming our software, but I'm just saying, just the process they would need to put themselves to start getting the visibility, credibility, and the profitability that they're looking for.
Got it. So the main steps that I touch on are, one, again, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It's called my SOS method. So the first part is to simplify. And part of that is to map stuff out and make it simple. And the reason I say that's the first thing, and again, just kind of harping back to that mapping part out, is most of the time in terms of folks getting out there is because you never get out there. You overcomplicate the process, right? So you think that you need a million different things. And so you could talk to me and let's say it's September now, and I'll say, hey, go start your thing. I'll speak it to you again in April, and they'll still be trying to plan out their thing. It's because they overcomplicate it. So again, the first step is to map it out and simplify it. The second step is to optimize every step, right? So it's to actually look at that map, figure out, okay, what thing do I need a software for? Do I already have that piece of software? What thing do I need to hire somebody for? What thing do I need a process or procedure for? And that allows you to then, you know, and there's also the other goodie of, you look at every step of it and see where you can generate revenue. Some folks, again, you just need a course at the end, and that's it. Some folks just need to have a sales conversation at the end. I'll say the fastest way to get out there in terms of when you're mapping this stuff out, if you really want to be quick in terms of how to just launch, like that's my biggest thing is just kind of just start, right? Like that's the biggest part is just start. So don't overcomplicate it. Is to just get either on the phone or get people into a group sale, webinar, conference call style thing and call it a day. Like that's the best way to just start things off so you can actually start talking about your service and your product and just get them to go to a quick, you know, send them a PayPal link or something like that. And then you can do all the fancy stuff later. And that brings it to the last piece, which is the last S, which is systematize everything. Okay? So that's where you make sure you have the right tools and things in place and you actually go in and set everything up and just do it. Right. Exactly. So that's the SOS method. At its core, I mean, I could spend another 2 hours actually explaining it. Is it okay if I can I give like one other quick tidbit?
Oh, yeah,
like, there's enough time.
Like, I don't want to use it.
Okay. So, as a part of that systematized piece, I just want to make sure I give y'all something solid to walk away with. And that's where y'all should write down some notes. In terms of the pieces that you really need to thrive, there's four pieces, and then there's a fifth that's kind of a bonus. So just gonna write these things down. And I call this the automation engine. So if you write on your paper, write automation engine. There's five steps, okay? The first step is to prospect, right? So this is any mechanism that you use to go out and, you know, attract leads and generate prospects. This means you're going out to the market, whether it being a Facebook ad, posting something on social media, you're speaking at an event, okay? This is where you're in front of people you don't know, who don't know you, and you're allowing them to essentially go to a page, send you a text message, give their information to you. That's kind of the key thing, is giving them an opportunity to give their information to you. That's the first step. Second step is after you have their information, okay, after you have their information, you engage, you know, active campaign style thing in place that generates and sends them emails or text messages. And there's some other fancy ways, notifications and voicemails and phone calls, but a system that allows you to communicate with them over time and get them to know, like, and trust you. At that point, then it could be an appointment system that gets them on their calendar, gets them on your calendar. It allows you to get on the phone and pitch your thing. It could be a webinar. It could be an upcoming live event where you're going to pitch your product. Now, once you sell them, you must. And this is where you separate yourself from being legit from the scammers, or the folks who are actually legit end up being labeled as scammers only because they fail to do this very well. And that is having a system in place to service them. The sale does not end at the swipe. The sale does not end at the swipe. So just because somebody swipes your credit card doesn't mean it's all over. You actually have to have a system in place that almost markets to them and communicates to them just as consistently and as hard after they've purchased from you. So that's any system that gets them access to what they purchased, right? Mm. So it could be a book, them getting a book via mail. It could be them getting access to a course. If they're coaching with you, it could be them getting a link to the Zoom meeting. Doesn't have to be anything complicated, mm-hmm. just the information they need for the next step. So those are the four core things. The last one is kind of the pepper and the salt on top of everything. And that's having a system that it ignites, right? So that's having something in place that allows people to start promoting your business on your behalf. It could be a testimonial system. It could be an affiliate system, and that's where people are paid to promote your thing and share link out. It could just them being ambassadors, right? Sharing it on social media in exchange for a bonus coaching session, whatever those things are, but just a mechanism that allows people to do that. I'll give you one tool. It's not the only tool. I'm not sponsored by this tool, so just kind of get it out there. I just think it's a very good way to start and encompasses all that I just mentioned. Right. That'd be Kartra.com. I used to have an account with them. I don't at the moment, not because they're not bad, just because from a business standpoint, as I was saying earlier, just wasn't what I needed at that point in time. But in terms of encompassing all of the things I just mentioned, it is the easiest for me to recommend. This is Kartra.com. So you have one hard tool you can go use and check out and consider.
And to spell on that, I'll make sure it's correct. Is that Kartra.com?
Kartra.
Tra.
Kartra.
.com.
Kartra.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's some excellent advice right there. And so for someone who's listening right now and they say, hey, I want to talk to you. I want to set up a consultation. How do they do that?
Go ahead to automatewithease.com. So it's automate, you know, with ease, UEASE.com.
And that's awesome. That way they can come to you, consult with you, and decide should they... They may decide, should they do it themselves, or hire you to do it, or right. hire you to do it and manage you. Is that correct?
Correct.
I'm assuming correct. A person can come to you and say, hey, I don't want nothing to do with that. Let me just pay you to put the system in place and to manage it. And so, right. So I'm assuming with your program in place, you like I said, you got the bare bones, you got a package if they you're giving them information, they got to run and do it themselves, and then you got another package where you they kind of do part of the work and you kind of monitor them and kind of supervise and course to do it all for them. So definitely, man, that definitely gonna help put women entrepreneurs and put people in a better position. Where they don't have to be afraid of a digital divide. Where now they can just know that, hey, let me just go ahead and
right.
Let me just get with Justin and I'm assuming Justin, you know, you're not gonna be coming at them with no $50,000 a month. No, I'm sure you price. You have a price point that can really.
Oh, you say $50,000 a month?
Yeah, you know, I've heard people come up with some crazy prices for stuff, man, and I'm like, whoa, no. But I know you everything you do is fair.
I mean, and
you're able to really show them, hey, this is where you need to invest your money to really see yourself growing your business. Like I say, if you're just still doing word of mouth, I mean, that's still good for a credibility standpoint, word of mouth. But like I say, if you right. want to meet the masses and have a global effect, they gotta have a system in place to do that. And you know, like you say, you switch from using one system to use another because that system didn't fit your business model no more. And so, right. like I say, you're going to save a person a lot of money because if they're using a MailChimp, they start off a MailChimp and they still use a MailChimp and now they got 10, 15, 20, 40,000 of clients. And if I'm correct, and I'm not totally sure, but I'm sure they'd be spending way too much money versus another program that may be a little more offer more features,
right?
But a better price point. So, like you say, I'm gonna say this, and if you correct me if I'm wrong, in the tech space, and even in growing the business, it's best to know that change is going to always be made when it comes to technology. Because these companies that had these software and stuff, they change,
right?
They change features, and some features they used to have, they don't have no more. And having you, you're able to they're able to stay on top of things and not spin their wheels with a system that's no longer serving them the best way.
Exactly.
You may have started them off on a bike, but now they're driving.
Right.
But they still get the bicycle mentality. Yeah, man. So, like, Justin, I appreciate you, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, you hear his website is Automation with Ease, right?
Automate with Ease.
That's automatewithease.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get there to just, if nothing else, get the consultation to see how you can grow your business. Justin stays on top of this stuff. This is what he do all day, every day. So you're not dealing with someone who he's not someone who's doing this on the side. This is not a hustle for him. This is his business. This is the lifeblood of how he take care of him and his family. So he's the best of the best. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how you can really help people take their business to the next level. I'm looking at working with you even more for even myself and my team, man. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on, man, because our most valuable asset is our time. And I appreciate you coming on, sharing your time, sharing your knowledge and resources with the Get You Right Business audience and listeners, because we appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. Appreciate being here.
Oh, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We've been with Justin Morgan. Automate with Ease. Get your business automated today. Get your business set up so you can be global instead of just being local. And as always, I appreciate each and every one of you, because without you, there is no me. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening. Overcoming your fears is not an option. This is the Get Your Business Right show, and I'll see you next time. Peace.